So, welcome back to another episode of Rage Quit. Today is episode number 4, where we are going...
Is it really episode number 4?
Already, yes. Oh, shit. we are going to be discussing unpopular video game opinions.
Oh, yeah, because I went on a rant last time.
My name is Anthony Schultz, and I am joined by my beautiful wife, Ariel Schultz.
What? Inception? Yes.
Aunt Mer Hobbit.
And what are you at?
Anthony R. Schultz.
Skahoolits.
Yeah, all the Skahoolits.
All right, and so why are we talking about unpopular opinions?
So last episode was our E3 2019 podcast, so we discussed a lot of those conferences mm-hmm. and everything that was going on. We kind of just hit like the major notes and talked about them a little bit. The topic before, however, was posted on Twitter, and it was about video game soundtracks.
Oh yeah, that was our last episode.
It was the second episode.
Second episode. Yeah. The third episode of E3, though. You just
yeah.
It's getting a little confusing. So many episodes.
We had a great Twitter response from our Twitter friends, our social media friends and stuff, who chimed in and commented on it, mm-hmm. and we read through those tweets and we talked about them. This show's kind of centered around a similar premise. So while we were talking about E3, Ariel kind of went on a rant that was an unpopular video game opinion about Nintendo, specifically Zelda and Pokemon.
The Pokemon.
So we decided to spin that off into an entirely new episode, or the next episode, unpopular video game opinions.
Yep.
We posted that on Twitter as well, and we got amazing feedback as well.
Yeah, it went off. Obviously, we're going to talk about our Twitter tweets, and like we kind of did when we went through the music.
It was music, yeah.
Sorry, I have a cold, so my brain's like half functioning. The hamster fell off the wheel, and the wheel's just like on its own.
I did that last night when I was streaming New Gone, as people were trickling in and out. I'm like, I'm really sorry, I'm so nasally. And there's a couple times I flaked out in the game because I was like, I'm on cold medicine. I was like, I'm very nasally and stuffed up, so I'm having a hard time focusing at certain points. Like, I do apologize.
Yeah, no, that's so brain's half functioning right now, so bear with me. But yeah, so no, I went on a rant because I obviously used an unpopular opinion. I hate the new Pokemon Sun and Moon, and I fucking hate the new Zelda game.
Yeah.
Like, with a fiery passion, and then I'm a Pokemon woman, and I like my Pokemons, and I love Zelda.
Exactly.
So it just made me very angry with those two types of games and how they went about them. I'm not saying they're not good games. If they were, like, separate premises from Pokemon.
Yeah,
and Zelda.
They're not like the worst of the worst kind of a thing.
No, they're not worst games. I just don't like that they're franchised with Zelda or Pokemon because I don't like open RPG type worlds. I hate the fact that every time you fucking play Zelda, your weapons break. So if I die in that area and I respawn literally that same fucking spot, unless I have a save for a previous area, I'm dying over and over and over again because I can't get weapons because I can't kill you because I'm weak.
Yeah, exactly. And that is frustrating. I mean, that's more indicative of, like, Far Cry or Assassin's Creed or something along those lines. Something more survival and open world based.
And I don't like that. I don't like it. It's like, you know, you don't get the iconic Zelda shield. You may get it, but it can still break.
Yeah. That's why I am really excited for Nintendo to be doing Link's Awakening. And hopefully they use that engine and that premise to mm-hmm. maybe do some of the older ones.
Well, their teaser trailer, you know, everyone, the theories on it. So I'm still hopeful for the new Zelda game. I'm not going to obviously hard press this Zelda game with that one.
Yeah.
I was just excited that it came out on the new Switch and stuff since we bought it for my birthday and stuff. But it does deter me from buying it right off the bat. I'm going to wait until someone reviews it and see the gameplay.
I wouldn't like believe reviews. That's the thing with that. I was just going to say
gameplay.
I'd watch gameplay. That makes sense to see if you'd like it. But for whatever reason, Zelda in particular, there's a few franchises like this, but Zelda probably takes the top spot for this. It's just everybody has blinders on, or most people have blinders on with it, where it's like, if it's got Zelda on it and
I'm
it's a main canon kind of thing, I'm buying it, and it's a 10 out of 10. And it's like, they're not all 10 out of 10.
Same with the Pokemons. It's like, that's why I don't have blinders on, because I'm
biased. No, I know you don't. I'm just saying, a lot of people do. Like,
no, I mean,
and reviewers included for big media outlets, they'll just fucking, here's a 10 out of 10. And it's like, Breath of the Wild's not a 10 out of 10.
No, not the slightest, no. I can see where they're trying to go with it, but it's a fucking Zelda game. You don't need open world. It's Zelda. Come on, seriously.
Well, the fact that it's an open world game and it's empty. There's not a lot going on.
It's fucking empty.
If it was busy and bustling and there was things to do that made sense, like I would be a little bit more willing to swallow that spoonful, but
it's empty.
There's not anything
there.
There's
no world guidance. Like, if you pick a task It's go find it in the wild. Give me a fucking hint. Where do I go? And then I'm going to places that are extremely hard, and I'm dying because I'm a level, like, 5, or let's just say, I don't know what levels are, 5, and I'm a level 30 area, and I don't fucking know, because none of that shit's populated, or has little map guidance. It's like, it's not a really well-done open world, and that's what makes me hate it more, because it'd be one thing if it was a done-well open world Zelda game. I can get on the bus with it being, for tangential on my brand, but anyways, you know. Get on the bus with it being a good Zelda game and being open world. It's a bad Zelda game and a bad open world to begin with.
Yeah, it just doesn't meet the mark. And everybody kind of bought it hook, line, and sinker because of the time, and it had Zelda on it, and it was a main canon game. So hopefully Link's Awakening kind of... I don't think it'll do better than Breath of the Wild sales-wise, unfortunately, but hopefully it kind of draws it back a little bit.
So the Zelda actual... on the Zelda way... So, I mean, I went on my tangent about Zelda, so what's your unpopular opinion?
Actually, let's mine is kind of derived from our Twitter. I'm drawing a blank a little bit. I should have written it down. Ages and seasons.
Obviously, we're going to go over our tweets, whatever, I always say it wrong, what people had said about their unpopular opinion about games.
And stuff. I recall what it is. My unpopular, video game opinion is, Fallout, any of the iterations, including 76, better than any of the Elder Scrolls. By far.
Them fun fighting dudes.
Yeah, everyone is enamored with Elder Scrolls, and I don't think it's a bad series. I played through all of them, I've platinum Skyrim, I did everything in Oblivion as well, so it's like, I got the cred to kind of back it up.
Do you?
No, just kidding. Oh, I do. Oh, I do. However, the Fallout world and gameplay and everything that's like added consistently, better than Elder Scrolls, like by far. Elder Scrolls just seems to be on this track of you're not really like innovating or bringing anything new to it. So, for example, the difference between like Oblivion and Skyrim is really not that much. Like, you get several centuries, like, time-wise between the two. It's a different area, for granted. But you're bringing back all the same kind of, like, guilds that you can join and go through and quest.
Same shit, different day.
Yeah, it's like the dragons that were included specifically in Skyrim, you might be able to say, is kind of different. But in Oblivion, you had, like, the Oblivion Gates. You had to deal with kind of, like, the demon princes and stuff there. And those worlds. So I feel like we just traded one kind of supernatural thing for another. But we didn't have both. Like, I feel like Skyrim, like, if you added dragons and we still had Oblivion Gates and all this other stuff, it's like, oh, shit, we're just kind of layering and layering on. It doesn't do that.
It's separated.
Fallout, though... You go from Fallout 3, which is a semi-reboot of the series with Bethesda, open world, Washington, D.C., kind of laid the groundwork, you know, and it does owe itself to Elder Scrolls a little bit in so far as, like, gameplay and design. New Vegas was handed off to a different studio. It was more of the same, but it was really focused more on the narrative and the story. So it's like they progressed, they moved the bar a little bit. Let's focus on the story this time and the narrative. Even though Fallout 3 story is great, there's more choice-heavy consequences with New Vegas. Then you get to 4, whether you love it or hate it, you get all the settlements.
And building, too.
Yeah, you get to build your settlements, you get to found settlements, you get to create these supply lines, and it has all of the Fallout gameplay
layers. It's layering and layering and adding more and more to it.
Exactly. Then you get to 76, the newest iteration, which everyone dogs and hates, but has a huge, vibrant community. And that game is just evolving and shaping out to be a wonderful
MMO. What's nice, though, is they listen to the critiques and are adding the NPCs back. I like how they tried it for a year without it to see how it would go. Obviously, I think they knew that they're going to get backlash for it.
I don't know if they knew necessarily that they were going to get backlash for it. They might have, for sure, but I do have a feeling that the DLC that they announced was going to be free during E3. I bet that was paid DLC before. I bet they were going to charge for it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So instead of...
I think for, like, a sign of good faith.
Because
they made it free. And ZeniMax and Bethesda make enough money that they can probably suck that up for like the time. Oh, being. It just money wise.
It makes it better for people who wanted Fallout 76 to buy Fallout 76 and play. Fallout
exactly. 76. So that's entice people. It's grow the user base. That's get the people who are already on it continuously hooked and keep mm-hmm. playing it.
Yeah.
And then yeah, maybe a couple years down the line, if we're doing like year two, year three content, then we'll start charging for season pass because everything's already baked in and done now, kind of a thing. And then throwing in Elder Scrolls Online, I feel like it's more the same. It's
the same.
It's Skyrim and Oblivion. Yeah. I like Elder Scrolls Online. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I do too.
It's just bigger scope of the same stuff.
Yeah, I don't think
there isn't anything new. Really. No. It's had like the building your house kind of aspect. It's had the guild quest aspect. It's had like the main storylines mm-hmm. and factions you can join.
Yeah.
Combat's been relatively the same. The crafting's been the same. But you roll with Fallout, and they just keep adding more and more things. Yeah. And again, if you don't, you might
it. It's called unpopular opinion for a fucking reason.
Yeah, but they've done a really good job of just continuously pushing that bar, whether you like it or not, and then they've refined it. So I think Fallout...
And they owned up to their mistakes. They're not like, oh, we did this on purpose. They're like, huh, we kind of fucked up.
And even though the Elder Scrolls Online presentation was really cool, what they're doing with that DLC and those expansions, it was a typical MMO presentation.
Yep.
It was like, oh, we left you on a cliffhanger with our last expansion. Uh-huh. Here's this stylized like cutscene or cinematic. You know, leave which you is on beautiful. Another
cliffhanger.
Yeah, it'll be rolling on out. By the way, we have, you know, X amount of millions of concurrent players at the same time. Like, our stats are awesome. And then, you know, some heavy set guy's going to walk off stage. And it's like, meh. Like, although Todd Howard was there, made fun of himself, made fun of what they did, owned up to it, announced free DLC, and...
We want you to play.
I'm not a huge Battle Royale fan. I will probably try it out for Fallout 76, though, but they had a Battle Royale to it, even. Like,
that's pretty funny.
Elder Scrolls didn't.
No.
Like, they haven't done anything like that. You know, they have the arena, but it's like... True. That's been in all of them, though, so it's kind of... Still, not pushing the bar, not changing anything. So, that's my unpopular opinion.
Side note, FYI, I don't know if the camera is picking this up, but it's right next to the hamster's cage. So
it doesn't matter because this is what's...
I'm
splicing the video with this with separate audio.
I know, we only got quiet to listen, though.
Yeah, I'm just recording them separately.
Okay, so I think we should dive into our Twitter tweets.
Yeah, so we had a lot of great feedback on our Twitter post where we... asked what is your unpopular video game opinion. So like our video game soundtrack episode, we are going to give a shout out and then discuss a little bit
on their unpopular opinions.
About their unpopular opinions.
Okay.
So there's some good ones.
There's some good ones. So I'm going to dive in. So this is Shadow Morrison at...
Shout out to Shadow.
Riverbank City 2099. Ocarina of Time is not the best game of all time. So we'll fight about that. Or even Zelda game of all time. It stated Oracles of Age did the time travel mechanic better. You actually feel and see the implications firsthand. Groundwork is copy-paste of what I think ALTTP did before it.
ALTTP, I don't remember looking at.
AL.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay,
anyways. I agree with him. I know you don't.
No, I'm just...
But I haven't played through Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask. I missed most of the Zeldas from then on out.
Yeah.
However, Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages, and Links of the Past, and I think that's it. Link's Awakening. Link to the Past, Link's Awakening, Oracle of Ages, Oracle of Seasons. Those are my favorite Zelda ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the time travel was, like, awesome in that. And I feel like maybe the N64 ones are hyped up just like a lot of the new ones are.
But. So, like, I'm going to just...
But I would love to hear you guys debate.
You should see it, like, we can...
Because you guys are big Zelda fans. I'm not, so my opinion doesn't have a lot of weight here.
No,
it would be great to hear you guys go back and forth and kind of give your guys' points on why.
Well, that's why it's unpopular opinion. I'm like, I can see his points and agree to it to an extent, and mine's more nostalgia-based than anything for recording. I was just itching myself. And, you know, it's the fact that it's a little more nostalgia for me, but at the same time, it is my favorite game, and I could probably just go back and, like, power that bitch up and play it right now.
Yeah.
I'd have no problem with that. And the bitch about the fucking Water Temple. but you know, it's not necessarily my favorite Zelda game per se. It just holds a lot of weight and nostalgia for me, and I'll
What's your favorite Zelda game then? I thought that was your favorite.
Time Tracks on the DS.
Oh, Spirit Tracks.
Spirit Tracks.
That's an interesting one too. That's that's an unpopular opinion unto itself.
It is. That's hilarious. Like, I can see it. I know why. It's still my favorite game, but not necessarily my favorite Zelda game.
Fair enough.
It's my favorite game, but not Zelda game.
That's interesting.
I'll battle that one right there.
Yeah, that'd be a cool debate, just because you guys have different opinions on it.
Okay, to move on, Chimichanga Kenzie at Chimichanga Kenzie. We're probably butchering a lot of this, but, you know,
no, shit happens. It's a Deadpool reference. Mm-hmm. Chimichanga Kenzie. No,
I know, but I'm just simply saying, yeah. Borderlands and Bioshock are boring overall. Oh, man, though they have good moments. Oh.
This is the one I thought a little bit. So, like, right off the bat, I was like,
yeah, I was like, you, me, and then you, and then us.
I was like, them fighting words. But... I wanted it to be an open discussion and talk about it, so I asked why.
Yeah.
Why do you find them boring or repetitive? She didn't talk much about Borderlands, but she had a really good point about Bioshock.
Yes, yeah.
Bioshock is, if you know all of the story beats in it.
And the lore.
And the lore about it ahead of time, and then you go into it like quite a few years later. The mechanics seem outdated to her, and then she knew what the story was going into it, so there was nothing that was a surprise. And I was like, if I had gone in that way, I don't know if I would like it as much, to be honest. Yeah. I really wanted that game when it like came out, and I got it right away when it released on the PlayStation 3, and I loved everything about it, and that kind of burned that like image of, you know, nostalgia into me. So I play that one regularly, and I really like the Bioshock collection. And for granted, the story's not a surprise anymore, but it does make me emotionally like harken back to when I first played it.
Yeah, and we've gone and back played Bioshock. We platinumed it on 4 when the collection came out. We platinumed 2.
Yeah, Bioshock is, funnily enough, she brought that up, is the only game that I platinumed twice.
Yeah,
and then I platinumed it on the PS3, and then I platinumed it on the PS4 as well. And I platinumed Bioshock 2.
Mm-hmm. Infinite's a bitch on its own, right?
It is, and that's my personal favorite.
Yeah,
I know. Of the trilogy, but I get where she was coming from, and I'm glad she explained.
I wish she would explain a little bit more about Borderlands. It's just kind of that, just a...
I'll ask her about it. Well, yeah, we talk fairly regularly on Twitter,
We'll fill it in probably next episode, but...
I feel like it would probably be similar.
True, okay.
Yeah. They played it a lot afterwards. I've noticed, like, the first Borderlands in particular is a little clunky playing mechanics-wise. I enjoy it. But yeah. I am excited for the new one because it looks a little bit more refined and modernized, which makes sense because it's coming out in 2019. First one's a little dated now.
No, that makes sense.
I would imagine it's close to the same kind of argument. Kind of
like the same thing. Yeah, if she started it late.
I thought that was a good one, though, because that struck a chord with me where it was like, they always say, what did Jon Stewart say to Trevor Noah or whatever, or Stephen Colbert, one of the two, something along the lines of, it makes you uncomfortable, go to it. That tweet made me uncomfortable. I was like, it's Borderlands and Bio? What?
What?
But it was really cool to discuss and see somebody else's opinion, and that's why it's like unpopular video games.
And fighting words, yo, but okay, yeah. I can respect it. Like I said, as Ocarina of Time.
Well, they explained it, and it was awesome. It wasn't just like, you're fucking dumb. This is a bad game or a great game. And it was like...
No, they explained like the mechanics, the time travel, yada, yada.
Well, no, there was a conversation.
Yeah, not just
where it was I don't like this because of this, or I really like this because of this. And it was like, oh, okay. There's personal experience there and a thought process. And that's what makes these episodes so great, in my opinion, is there's a good palaver.
Yeah.
And like group conversation.
Well, it's like I was saying, is like Ocarina of Time is my favorite game. It's not my favorite Zelda game.
That's so weird. That's interesting. That's a trippy kind of thing. Because you think that it would be, then Spirit Tracks would be your favorite game and Zelda game.
Yeah, but it's my second favorite game and favorite Zelda game.
But how does Ocarina... That's so trippy.
Make you think. Okay, so Nuka Queen at Nuka _ Queen. I've never played Fortnite. Again, I'm sorry, my nose is running like crud. And I never will, but it'll always be the game that has the worst clout chaser asshole in general.
She had a lot of feedback on this one, too. There was, like, people that hearted her tweet or one of her responses quite a bit. I wholeheartedly agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
I actually lost, like, a lot of followers about this conversation on Twitter. And I don't think either one of us really crossed the line.
No, but it's just general explanation. You guys didn't do anything, like,
I don't play Battle Royale games either. I'm not interested in them. I have some friends who play them, so I will occasionally watch them stream or ask questions just so I can be a little more knowledgeable.
Pardon my nose.
However, that conversation dived into like bro culture or like almost like toxic masculinity and stuff like that. That's
the question. We're doing a poll. So it's hard to sidetrack you. We're doing a poll for our next question because we have two really important questions we want to ask. We'll dive into what they are, then the thing.
Yeah, there's a few in there. Yeah. But yeah, well, hopefully you guys will pick.
Which will be cool because we picked, but you've definitely put your input. It'd be nice to have some them pick and then kind of input.
And then the input afterwards, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, that will probably be one of the poll options is the toxic masculinity or like kind of the bro culture surrounding Battle Royale games, mm-hmm. like Apex Legends mm-hmm. and Fortnite.
Call of Duty.
It's not a Battle Royale, but yeah, same kind of culture. I agree with that. And how that affects the community and gamers as a whole.
Battle Royale. You can do deathmatch and kill each other.
Deathmatch is not Battle Royale, though. It's a very specific gameplay type.
I don't know. I don't play those types of games.
It's like
I play Pokemon and Zelda. I got nothing else for
you. Essentially, you have like a group.
And Bloodborne, but yeah.
And it is like a one-on-one deathmatch, but mm-hmm. you single all the way down to like one person. So it becomes, you know...
Now how many like a group effort,
but then it eventually it gets to like 1v1, and then it's you beating somebody else, and then if you win, then you take the whole cake kind of a thing.
Okay.
It's like an upside down pyramid is how it would work. Okay. You start with the big base of people, and then you work your way down to the winner. But
yeah, that's stupid.
It's an old school game.
We're not gladiators.
Mechanic, actually. Mm-hmm. It's been around forever. Never really been popularized like it has been lately. And... it's I think weird. Some other people kind of commented on it. The
one person did.
Fact that it's free to play.
That's annoying.
It just got everybody on. So, I mean, ground floor, it's free. It's cheap. You don't have to pay $60 for it. You don't have to buy, like, a season pass or anything. I mean, you can buy things for Fortnite and Apex. But if you just want to play kind of mm-hmm. a thing, the vanilla version, you got it.
Mm-hmm. We tried playing it. Like, you played, like, 5 minutes. You're like, ah, no.
Of what?
Fortnite.
Oh, no, I've never even downloaded or played Fortnite.
What was the one that we played?
I don't know.
Because you didn't like, you played a mushroom dude.
A mushroom guy.
Fuck, what was that game?
I don't know.
What was
the
other
sure.
one that Fortnite fights with?
There's Apex Legends now, and then before it was PUBG. No. But I didn't play either one of those
fuck
either.
It. No,
I don't know. I haven't played any
I'll remember
games.
It later.
The only one I will probably try, just because it's Fallout, is Fallout 76, but... I like the idea of discussing, bro culture and like, toxic, people,
mm-hmm.
not even just men and women can both do this.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's not just a gender specific,
with a particular series or style of game mm-hmm. and how they kind of like, it's so negative and toxic. Like toxic is just the best word that describes
it. It really is.
That it kind of ruins it for everybody else who might even be remotely interested in like playing, because there's just it's easy to get in on because it's free. You get to play the vanilla version without like putting any money down, and then that increases the accessibility, you know, 10,000 fold right there. And then there's the competitive nature of mm-hmm. it, and competition isn't bad per se, but it's like that she phrased it perfectly, clout chaser. They yeah. want to be number one mm-hmm. every single time, or they want to be number one on these leaderboards or move their way up regularly on these leaderboards and, you know, whatever region or class that they're in and stuff like
which
that.
Which I find stupid.
I don't know if they were even divided up that way. That's just usually how leaderboards work.
Yeah.
Clout chasers and toxic, I think. Yeah. But yeah, that might spin out into its own episode. I'm kind of rambling on a little bit because I completely agree, and that's why I don't play them as well. And so that'll be kind of interesting if that's chosen for next episode mm-hmm. to discuss.
We shall see. It shall be a fight to the death.
Yeah. And it may circle back around even if it isn't and come up in a later episode.
I just wrote that word twice. Anyways, okay, to continue on, our next one is Dodger Man. So at Dodger Man Games.
Shout out to Dodger Man, my co-op streamer.
Right. Minecraft is overrated.
That was one, too, where I was a little prickly about, but not really.
That's because it's nostalgic for you and I, though.
Yeah. I didn't play Minecraft for years and years and years. Yeah. I refused to. I was like, this looks dumb. This looks silly. This is a game for children. Like, just it is a very kind of, like, yes. arrogant, like, passe, like, opinion about... you know, this is one I don't use very often, but...
it's very passe.
And I'm into motion, which is on camera, which would be
you
great.
You did, yep.
John actually played it.
Oh, yeah.
A ton of it. So mm-hmm. John's my co-host for FGG, if you've listened to both, and... he played it just a ton. Mm-hmm. Like, he had an old friend from our high school, Casey was his name, or is his name. He's not deceased. But the two would mess with one another because they had, like, a shared Minecraft world. I think they played on the Xbox. And so they would, like, go into each other's worlds, or they would be in a shared world, and they would, like, fuck with each other. Like, they would, like,
traps.
They would trap themselves in, like, labyrinths and stuff. Or, like, if they spent, you know, weeks working on some project, like a helicarrier in the sky or something from S.H.I.E.L.D., the other one will blow it up. Like, horribly. John was the master of this. He did that all the time, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think he stripped him of all his stuff and trapped him in a labyrinth, and then it was, like, pitch black, too. And so then he was always falling into traps. And then he'd be like, oh, here's your chest full of stuff. And then he'd get attacked by a skeleton or something, or a creeper. But but then, yeah, you and I playing it and just relaxing and, like, drinking and eating pizza or something and building and listening to music.
It's mind-numbing is all it is. Yeah. You build shit and watch out for monsters.
So that one I didn't necessarily agree with, but I also understood exactly where it came from because I resisted playing it for years.
For so fucking long.
For the same thing. And I watched John play it, and he would show me things on it. I'm like, and even watching it, I was like, this looks dumb. Like, I just don't like it. Dumb. Yeah.
This looks so stupid.
But he was absolutely right. It's a very addictive and fun game to play.
So. It can be. And I can understand why people hate it, though, too.
But yeah, I get where Dodger Man's coming from. Yeah. So that's a good one, because Minecraft is so popular.
Yeah.
That definitely is an unpopular opinion.
Okay, we got, I think, a few more. Actually, quite a few. Ooh.
there was a lot on this
one.
Yeah,
I didn't realize how many were on here.
People are commenting more and more.
Okay, so I have
Ripley's Soul.
Yeah, Ripley's _ Soul at Lisa M. Navarro. I couldn't get into Kingdom Hearts. It bored me.
That one I wholeheartedly agree with. I tried to play the first Kingdom Hearts.
What the fuck did I say was Kingdom Hearts? No, it wasn't Kingdom Hearts. It was
Fortnite
was Crayola version of Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah, that was like, that's the title of this episode. That's what it's going to be. Yeah,
because Fortnite literally is fucking the Crayola version of Call of Duty.
Yeah, and that's further down. Somebody else brings up Fortnite again or Battle Royale games.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ripley's Soul talks about Kingdom Hearts. I agree. I was a huge Final Fantasy fan, and I was excited about obviously, there wasn't a lot of, like, internet coverage in the early 2000s when this game came out, so you didn't look up stuff. I mean, it existed, but it wasn't what it is now where you could
dial up internet webs.
Yeah.
Mom, get off the phone! I'm trying to look up on the Kingdom Hearts!
Exactly. I remember going to GameSpot as a kid online, and they just had, like, a list that you could scroll, and it was all the games they had ever written anything about. And you would just scroll through the list, and I remember finding that, like, the original Devil May Cry, so I could read about it. Like, and it was like, you didn't search for it, it was just a little drop-down box, and you just keep scrolling, and it was alphabetized, till you found something that, like, you recognized or sounded cool.
Oh, man.
And that was it.
Wow. How old are we? Fuck.
Yeah, that was over 20 years ago. That would have been, like, late, mid-90s.
Okay, we're going to pass that.
But Kingdom Hearts, I was excited about because I was a Final Fantasy fan.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought it was going to be more Final Fantasy heavy than Disney, because even though I was a kid, I don't recall, at least in my little world, like, Disney being bigger than Final Fantasy at the time.
No.
Because it was, like, all the really classic Disney movies had come out, like, almost 10 years prior, at least 5 years prior, with,
I can't really think of,
like,
anything.
Aladdin and Lion King and Little Mermaid and stuff like that in the early 90s, late 80s.
Like, the Mermaid came out in, like, the early 80s, because that's what I was named after.
Yeah, it was, like, 89 or something like that. But you get to, like, the year 2000 or 2002 even. I don't think Disney
Toy
was
Story
that
and
big.
Stuff like that, maybe. I can't Pixar remember. It's Pixar at the time. So
and I don't think Disney had bought Pixar back.
Yet.
Because they had separated.
I were off on our timelines, but there wasn't anything big like that. So just to have Goofy and all them.
But Final Fantasy was in its heyday because you had Final Fantasy 7 was already out, 8 was already out, 9 was already out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was coming off the cusp of, like, the golden age of the PS1 Final Fantasies. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking it was going to be more Final Fantasy heavy.
Yeah.
And then when you got it, it was the gameplay was completely different. It wasn't like the Final Fantasy.
Which, that's not bad.
And that wouldn't bother me, but then it was very Disney-orientated. Mm. Like, the artwork and the style was that, the
tone. Now, if you were expecting a Disney game,
that'd be different. I wouldn't have wanted it or got it.
You're plopped in this Disney world and you got to help the Disney characters. Okay, I can do that. Not
Final Fantasy. But it was billed as a Final Fantasy Disney hybrid, and I thought it would be at least 50-50, if not Final Fantasy heavy, because of the time.
Yeah, but no, it's literally just...
So I couldn't get into it either. I wholeheartedly agree. I thought that would be something I would like, and I tried to play the first one twice. Once, like, right after it came out, and then just a few years later, and I couldn't get into it. So I have not been excited about, you know, like Kingdom Hearts 3, everyone is just, like, gushing about, and I could care less. I had no interest in buying it. I didn't watch anything about it. I honestly just don't really care.
Yeah.
So that's an unpopular opinion I wholeheartedly agree with.
Well, that's why it's an unpopular opinion, because there's some shit on here like, fuck that shit.
Fuck.
All right, so we have Jake Howard at JKMSTR101. Fortnite isn't that great of a game, and I hate that everyone has cloned it.
I like this aspect of the argument, all the clones.
Yeah.
Because in some of my responses to, like, Jake's tweet and the others that commented about Battle Royale games and Fortnite, I was like, which ones do you include? Which ones do you not? Do you just say Fortnite and Battle Royale games, etc.? Or do you say, like, Fortnite, Apex, PUBG? And it's like, oh my god, it's just mind-numbing. I just don't care that much. They are shitty games. So, I think half the time I just said Fortnite and and Apex, because that's more relevant right now. Or just Fortnite and Battle Royale games in particular. But
pretty much.
Yeah, the clones of them are really getting out of hand, too. We're getting a lot of them.
It's ridiculous. Okay, so we're going to move on since we've kind of talked about Fortnite. Yeah, it's going to die hard. Okay, so we have Commonwealth Scribe at AltScribe76. Final Fantasy X2 was a really good game, actually.
That I agree with, and I've secretly held that belief for years and never told anybody. So I was very happy that he brought this up. I thought it was awesome. Or he or she. I think it was a Fallout, like, scribe.
Common scribe, it's just a general...
Yeah, so he or she bringing up Final Fantasy X 2.
Just go they.
I agree. Like, the dress sphere mechanic, and I'm a 30-year-old white dude. Awesome. I thought it was fly as fuck. The love story continued on. Again, 30-year-old white dude. Loved it. Thought it was great.
I love love stories.
And the... Oh, no. I'm rom-com king.
Oh, Lord.
Don't even go there.
You can give me some of that shit. And why can't you be romantic then?
Cold the exterior. I want to feel on the inside. I got to, like, light the fires every once in a while so the furnace doesn't burn out.
Oh, whatever logic. You're with your goddamn video games.
No, I had a good story, in my opinion. The mechanics I thought were really cool. I thought it was... a bold decision to do a sequel like that, but I thought it worked and fit. Yeah. However, that is like the black sheep of the PS2 Final Fantasy games, so that's a good one. Like, I really like that.
I mean, I can't touch much based on that.
Ten is great. 12 is heralded as Batman. Very well done and different as well, more political.
Go pinch you. Sorry, dogs.
10-2, though, I thought is... It's like Final Fantasy VIII in the PS1 era. It's just kind of the black sheep of that generation. But it is a good game.
So okay.
That's my opinion, though. I know a lot of people disagree.
Whole point of unpopular opinions. Both ways.
A lot of these I agree with.
Not just bad or good. No, except for the Zelda game. Anyway, so I have Jake Alope. So that's J-L-A-Lope. I think it's supposed to be space. But J-Lope Gaming. As Battlefield has sold out with these last three games, and I'm betting that COD Call of Duty will look to steal a large portion of the BF fan base with the next title.
That was a good one. That one just kind of snuck in today, I believe, before we recorded.
13 hours ago.
Yeah, so that would have been like early this morning.
Okay. Yeah, that one did sneak in there.
I thought
in between the 2 and 1 days. That's weird. Anyways.
I thought that was a good one as well. I don't play a lot of Call of Duty or Battlefield. However, I do watch usually like the trailers of it and, you know, keep up on when it's going to come out, what it's called, which Call of Duty studio is doing it. Battlefield, I thought, was like kind of an underdog before. They've been around forever, but they kind of snuck in, I feel, with Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
And that was kind of my comment on it. And they... That one looked really interesting, and eventually I would like to go back and play that story campaign. However, since then, they seem to kind of be on that bandwagon. like. Yeah. We are Call of Duty's competitor. We are going to do better. We are going to either be more like them or try to
innovate. Instead of making it their own, they're just like, ha ha ha.
And before they were kind of their own, they kind of did their own thing, were under the radar. They were popular enough to kind of keep going, but they really kind of entered into that conversation as like, nope, we're the Call of Duty rival. Like, we're going to fucking take them on. As popular as Call of Duty is.
Yeah.
And they have kind of sold out a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, they're just kind of on that path that Call of Duty has been on for ages.
Yeah, that's crazy. So. Okay, next is DrewPolo420. DrewPolo420. Fighting games for sure, it's fun, but they get boring fast for me.
I agree with that.
I kick your ass at fighting games.
Not unless I'm the Flash.
Well, fuck you in the Flash, bitch.
I'm Scorpion.
Come get over here.
Yeah. Get over here or around the world. Oh my god.
This is the only time you can kick my butt. But then I kick your ass.
I don't know. The prominent like esports like fighter players like always have the one character.
Or an alt. You always have one.
I do. Yeah.
All right. So.
But I agree with the fighting game thing. They kind of get more in for me too. But I have had friends over the years who are huge fighting game fans.
Well, I want the Mortal Kombat, but I want it on the Switch, and I'm not buying a new. So that's
right. Yeah, it kind of proves the point. Yeah, they do get boring quick.
Like when we're drinking.
The ones I've got have been for free or for like $10.
Yeah, exactly. It was like when you and I are drinking or having fun or want a relaxing night and just want to battle with each other to fucking play the fucking Mortal Kombat game and. Beating each other's ass, or then we always could do fucking Dr. Mario always kicked my ass. Fuck you, Dr. Mario. But yeah,
that's Mario's green.
But yeah, so we just play those games, you know, either Injustice or.
But just Mortal a few Kombat. Matches. Never play online. Never competitively.
No, it's like five at most.
I don't think I've ever purchased a full price one.
No.
So.
Okay, and now we have Chad Lewison at the _angry_monkey. And this photo of the monkey is legit. Breath of the Wild, would have been a decent game as it is an open world sandbox. However, since it had Zelda paint slapped on it, everyone marvels at its perfection, which I said in the beginning.
Yep. And that I completely agree with. Like, we talked about that before. I brought up like the reviews kind of aspect of it.
How, like he said, reviewers, you know, it's perfection.
Yeah, it's got Zelda slapped on it though, and that's it. And it's like
someone wanted like Mario. Like, it's got Mario on it. It's perfect. No.
Mario's another one. I agree. Yeah. Like,
they got a couple big things like
that. Oh, there's some good ones. Just like in Zelda, there's some like great ones in there for sure.
No, yeah, for sure.
But they're not all 10s. No, and like not. All Mario's been a 10.
Yeah. Okay, so I have, funny. B9009B at B9009B Gaming. So Boo, basically. Almost all BRMP games have trash hit, reg, and garbage services, Fortnite and Apex included.
Yeah, so specifically talking about multiplayer and Battle Royale games, and we've kind of beaten a dead horse with that.
Beat it!
It is going to be on our poll, though, to kind of discuss a little bit more.
But that's
about Fortnite, Battle Royale games, toxic masculinity.
That's, and, yeah, side note to it. We're not...
Clout chasers, stuff like that.
We beat the horse. Okay, to go on, Nicholas Carey at TJAXOM23... It's probably like a phrase that I'm not trying to do. Madden is not a good game at all. Feels so basic and no life to it. Missed the NFL 2K game with Chris Bowman halftime highlights.
Yeah, the 2K series in general, sports-wise, I actually had a friend who played through all those, and he would show and tell me like the comparisons of the two kind of a thing. Visually, watching those games back in the day, way better. Like, 2K games always did better. It sucks that they kind of went the way of the Dodo, and you just are left with Madden. I'm not a huge sports game fan at all. I'll play extreme sports games every once in a while, but that's about it. But even from my recollection, having friends who, you know, always scooped up, you know, the newest Madden or NFL 2K, 2K was always the better one.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think people have forgotten about it, and I think that's what makes it an unpopular opinion now.
Yeah.
Because now it's just like, oh, it's Madden.
But you forget.
But it's like, nah, you've forgotten. Like, 2K was... You forgot
the original. Yeah,
2K was great. Like, all right. And I think sports games need competition anyways.
All right, so we have TN Tantrum at TN Tantrum. Call of Duty hasn't been good since Modern Warfare 2.
That I agree with. I played...
And that's it on the list.
I platinumed Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
No, one of them. I platinumed. The only Call of Duty that I have platinum on.
What's your proof point that you could do it?
That I could do it, because people made fun of me because I didn't like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And it was really big then. Those ones I liked. The story was great. Platinum was satisfying to get, too. I did play Black Ops World War II. World War II might have come out before then, though. I don't know. Big Call of Duty fan's going to have to call me out on that. And I played Black Ops 2 as well, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I played some of the ones afterwards. It never really captured the same lightning in a bottle with Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how this year's Call of Duty is going to be, because it's like a spiritual remake or successor. I'm kind of unsure on the details of Modern Warfare.
The deets ain't clear.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see if it does capture that same kind of magic. Yeah. 'Cause now we're in an era where we have Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare Remastered. And now we have Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
That's all it's called.
So it's like, gamers who follow this series are a hard school, like, kind of gamers are going to get that. But somebody, like, diving in, like a grandparent buying a Call of Duty game for,
they
like,
just see Modern Warfare and they're going to buy it for this kid and it's going to be the old version or something.
Yeah, something ridiculous. Like, that's going to be tricky just as far as, like, consumerism or marketing is concerned for older generations, like parents and grandparents trying to buy a game for their kid who might be into Call of Duty. That's really the only kind of big thing I see from it, but I was like, you should have just fucking named it something else. Like, honestly.
Exactly.
I mean, it could be like a play on words or a spinoff of it or something along those lines. Like, it's fine to reboot it or, you know, whatever you need to do for the game.
Don't give it the same fucking
name. Just don't give it the same name again, because it's like, now we're having multiple games with the same name within the same franchise.
And kind of the same, not years, but released in the same...
Yeah, within a decade. And it's it's just a little, like, you know, confusing for
non-gamers.
Someone
didn't think this through, doo-da. Okay, well, I think...
That's kind of the wrap-up for that. I really like and appreciate all of the reactions we had for unpopular video game opinions.
Yeah, and that's why the next time we're doing a poll, so you can pick the question, and then we'll dive in on that question.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this poll, if you're listening to this, you will not see.
No, yeah.
We will try to do the same thing for coming weeks, though.
Yeah, we'll try to keep it.
So you can kind of stick
with it, yeah.
Yeah, so you can follow Ariel at MerHobbit, or you can follow myself at Anthony R. Schultz.
Help me, I need more followers.
I primarily post the polls or questions
for
Rage Quit. So hit up my Twitter if you're looking for a poll or you want to chime in about the next Rage Quit podcast.
Or if you want to be bored, just follow mine.
Whatever works for you.
Whatever works for you. All right.
But we have a lot of good kind of conversations about video games in the hall. Mm-hmm. And
I think you wrote the questions down in your journal if you want to. One of them.
I wrote one of them.
So we can kind of go off of it. So we're going to know what the questions are.
Yeah, but this will already be done and recorded by the time they hear. So there's no point to do
Okay,
this.
Fair enough.
That's my point.
Fine.
If we were 2 weeks ahead, it would work, but we're only a week ahead, so
yeah, we're getting there.
But anyways, we'll try to keep consistent with the polls and or questions on my Twitter. So if you like what you've heard during this episode,
like
or
what
even...
you see,
yeah, it's the first episode.
We didn't mean to make that learn.
But if you've kind of followed along with us from the beginning, we really appreciate it.
It's horrible.
Yeah. And you can hit up my Twitter to hopefully see the next Rage Quit question or poll indicating as such. Other than that, you can hit us up on CastBox, where we host this podcast.
Yep.
And you can also follow us on our YouTube page, which is at AS Inquisitor.
Yep.
You can search for it.
And if you have any questions or concerns or comments, we are pretty quick on response. So you can either message Anthony or me, or if you can't get a hold of Anthony because he's asleep. You know, I'm about
I
awake.
I stay up late. Things happen.
I'm awake the other half of the day, so, you know.
These things happen. we also post this podcast, and if you found it there, you obviously know that.
Mm-hmm.
As well as FTG and all of our other podcasts on YouTube as well. They are just a week delayed or an episode delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So you will be a little bit behind. So I'd recommend going to CastBox if you kind of want to be up on the current podcast, on the current episode of Rage Quit or FGG.
Yep.
And then finally, you can follow myself on Twitch, AS Inquisitor as well.
Mm-hmm.
So twitch.tv/AS Inquisitor.
Oh, yeah.
Channel's growing every single day. I'm a variety streamer. Ariel, myself, do Fear Wednesdays.
AKA Fear Fridays.
Yeah, which those episodes post on YouTube on Fridays, hence the name. And then, like I said, I'm a variety streamer, so we get a little bit of everything in there. Day is gone.
You and I play together, or you play by yourself, or we do Fear Friday, and we play and I scream and make you scream, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like a weekly Borderlands co-op stream with Dodger Man Games, who commented on this episode. Also, I'm doing a full series on Days Gone right now in survival mode. Yep. And then...
Bitches better be surviving.
I'll be surviving. And I think that's about it for Twitch. Everything else is kind of slowly kind of trickling out.
Yeah, we're getting there.
But that's it. That's a wrap. That is the conclusion to episode 4 of Rage Quit. Right.
That's crazy.
We'll try to do something special if we hit 25.
Yeah, that would be cool.
When we hit 25, I should say. Maybe we'll do like a live podcast or something along those lines.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Castbox
does host opportunities.
They have you can have like a live podcast. So we might do that and stream it to Twitter.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's everything. Well, again, my name's Ariel Schultz.
My name's Anthony Schultz.
And thanks for listening to Rage Quit. We'll rage out next time.
Have a good evening. Peace. Bye.